ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على عبد الله ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, sustaining spiritual growth and continuing throughout the rest of the year post Ramadan is something that the entire month of Ramadan has been set for. So one of the main purposes of Ramadan, if you look at the Quran, Allah says, we have prescribed and made compulsory for you the fasting, just like we have to those before you. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And he says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order that you achieve taqwa, God consciousness, or piety, or the fear of Allah, or the consciousness of Allah, all of that is included in the term taqwa. I need to jump on to a new level of relationship with my Maker. That is the reason why Ramadan is set there. It is a specific time period. We know it's one lunar month, either 29 or 30 days. And similarly, the nights have been given greater value than the day, even though the fasting happens through the day. That's something unique. You look at the most powerful days of the year. You have the day of Arafah. You look at the most powerful nights of the year, the night Laylatul Qadr. So there we go. The most powerful day is not in Ramadan, but the most powerful night is in Ramadan. The way Allah has planned and designed this beautiful month is such that we would definitely be softened. It is time span enough for us to be able to change our ways and habits. And then, just as we begin to feel the effects wearing off, Allah gives us another season and another season until we get another Ramadan in 11 months. So 11 months after this Ramadan will be another Ramadan. Now, between the two Ramadan, what should we be doing? We must make sure we don't go back on our achievements. Obviously, there is no fasting outside of Ramadan the way it is in Ramadan. But try and keep up a little bit of the Sunnah fasting, Monday and Thursday. It's very beneficial. Try and fast the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the lunar month. Not only will it give you the reward of having fasted, because each fast is multiplied by 10. So if you fast the 13th, 14th, and 15th, it's equivalent to having fasted the entire month. And if you do that every month, it's equivalent to you having fasted the whole year, because Ramadan, you are going to fast. The beauty of the 13th, 14th, 15th fast and the voluntary Monday and Thursday fast every week is that you can have multiple intentions for that. It can serve as my qada in case I've missed a fast because I was on a journey, missed a fast of Ramadan, because I was on a journey or because I was unwell, or for the women while they're on their menstrual cycle and so on. If I've missed a fast, I can have a multiple intention for the sunnah fasts of the Mondays and Thursdays and for the fast of the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the lunar month. So that is amazing. Let's try. In this way, like I said, not only will we be able to get the reward of fasting and the sunnah and the multiplication by 10, but do you know something amazing will happen? Many of us do not follow the Hijri calendar, yet that's our calendar. One of the most blessed things that will happen to you and I is when you get used to fasting 13th, 14th, 15th, for you to know what days those are, you're going to need to know whether the moon was sighted every single month, or you're going to need to know whether the month has commenced in the place you live in your area, according to the scholars of your surroundings. Whether the month has commenced or not, you're going to need to know that every single month. That alone is an act of worship that many, many Muslims do not realize and don't even look towards besides for Ramadan and Eid. To keep track of this lunar month is a sunnah. It's an amazing reward. It's so beautiful. At least you get to know this is the month it started. This is where we are. This is a Monday and Thursday. Doesn't require that, but the 13th, 14th, 15th definitely does. And that is something unique. So in one way, that continued fasting that is sunnah would actually benefit you, is that you would go beyond just the fasting and get into another sunnah. Something else I'd like to raise. To continue and to sustain this after Ramadan, let's become people who are not greedy when it comes to material items. We should not be people who just want everything we see just because we can afford it. That's not a quality of a true believer. Islam teaches us, you see something, you want it, you need it, you're going to make use of it. Bismillah, you can take it, buy it. You might want to get a better price. You might want to haggle a little bit, which is a sunnah. Or you might want to help a poorer person maybe and give them a good deal. I know of times when there was someone who saw something for $10 and offered the person $12. And when we asked, why did you do that? They said, I looked at the plight and the condition of this poor person. And even though they're making a profit at $10, the fact that I'm buying something from them, I want to give them $2 more, perhaps for their family or whatever else it may be. That's an amazing quality. If you feel the person you're purchasing from might make better use of the money and you want to give them more than what they are asking for, that is something many Muslims do not realize you would get a great reward for. Subhanallah, amazing. So we shouldn't be wasteful or extravagant. Learn to help others outside of Ramadan. Learn not to be greedy, as I said. Don't be materialistic. Not everything you see should you have, even if you can afford it. The problem is many of us cannot afford these things and still we want them. That's not fair. That's not at all fair. In fact, a believer shouldn't even look towards what Allah has not kept within his or her means. If there is something that's not within your means, lower your gaze, subhanAllah. What that means is ignore it, leave it. You might want to, if it's a material thing, you may appreciate it. A motor vehicle, a house, some accessories, some maybe a kitchen or whatever else it may be that you are wowed by. You should just say, mashallah, tabarakallah, or if it belongs to someone, Allahumma barik lahum. And you know what? We move on. That's it. But in my heart and mind, I'm happy. I'm happy at what level Allah has kept me upon. I'm happy and I'm okay. I still have so much more. That's why the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, teaches us. He says, look at those who have less than you materially in order for you to appreciate what you have. The minute you're going to look at those who have more than you materially, you will not appreciate what you have. Secondly, look at those who are doing more than you in terms of spiritual and religious acts, because it will make you want to do more and better. Don't look at those who are doing less than you, because then what you're doing, you're going to want to cut down and you're going to think I'm holy and I'm pious. And that's from shaitan. So my brothers and sisters, that's another benefit from this beautiful month of Ramadan. Let me take you to something else. The food that we've consumed through this month of Ramadan, we should become people who are more conscious of what we eat. And as we grow older, we can make sure the quantity is less and the quality is better. So when you're eating, try and eat that which is pure and clean as a believer. Try and look at that which is healthy for you, better for you. Study, look into it. There is a great reward to look into nutritious food and to partake therefrom. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has spoken about superfoods in the sense that the dates and water which they had, and subhanAllah, various other types of food. Amazing how he taught us just by doing it himself. So if you were to look into that which is beneficial, that which is most appropriate, most healthy, the quantity should be slightly less and the quality as time passes should improve. Yes, if you cannot afford it, your ability becomes limited. But thank Allah for what you have and He will give you increase. He will grant you increase. So as we grow older and as we progress beyond Ramadan, we should be people who learn to eat less. The hadith tells us, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, if you really would like to consume food, make sure that you have a third of solids, a third of liquids, and a third of air, which means your belly is not full, but rather you've eaten a third, you've had a third equivalent of liquids or water, and a third you've left it empty. Many of us, when we eat until we're full. Full meaning, that's it, I've got no capacity, nothing remaining, I've had a 5-course meal, whatever else it might have been. The sunnah, the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And if you do this with the intention of a sunnah, you're going to get a massive reward just for eating. A third, a third, a third. May Allah Almighty grant us ease. And when you see someone consuming a little bit more, their third might be slightly bigger than yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. So my brothers and sisters, that's food. Then we progress. The Quran that we read in the month of Ramadan, and we read it a little bit more, I'm sure we did, and I'm sure we are doing it. Outside of Ramadan, we must continue with that, even if it means a verse a day. There are so many applications that you can use today on your phone that can track for you so many things. You have artificial intelligence applications like the Tartil app, for example, or you have the Quranly app, which counts for you your rewards and can have your whole family with you. It counts for you the rewards based on what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said regarding 10 rewards per letter. And it lets you know, so it's encouraging. I clocked so many a day, subhanAllah. So there are so many such apps, some that I may not even know of, that you can benefit from. What's the point of having a device that has all the apps of social media and apps that would help me with my exercise and so on, but I don't have apps that will bring me closer to Allah? And if I do, I don't use them. Let's make a change. Let's sustain this beautiful, beautiful growth. And let's continue post Ramadan with a lovely connection with Allah Almighty. Hence, we would have achieved the taqwa that the entire month of Ramadan is meant to have brought for us. May Allah bless you all. Aqulu qawli hadha. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr.